So it says in Pasuk like this, Isha ki sazriya v'yolda zachar. If a woman gets pregnant, whatever we'll call Isha ki sazriya, and then she gives birth to a baby boy, so it says the halacha is that she's tamei tumas yoledes, and then the baby boy has to have a bris on the eighth day. So the Bardishva over here quotes a Zohar Kaddish. I am a Zohar Kaddish, it says in the Zohar, it's a Peledic sentence. It's a Mishayta disabaris, ein bapuma ela oizachar teilid oilin keva. Says the Zohar Kaddish, the moment a woman becomes pregnant, the only thing that's on her mouth is whether the baby's a boy or a girl. It's the only onion. Mishayta disabaris, it's a Mishayta disabaris, the moment the woman becomes pregnant, ein bapuma ela oizachar teilid oilin keva. So that means Ishaki says Ria. Woman becomes pregnant, Yolda Zachar, the sugi in her mind is baby boy, baby girl. That's the meaning. So it's from the Zohar Kaddish, so obviously it's saying something. So HaKlal, said the Radichever, that this Zohar is telling you what your neshama is thinking about when you do a mitzvah. So he says HaKlal, Ki Adam Tzarech La Vitamin Es Aver Baruch Hu, a person always has to serve Hashem. V'machshava Hamar Al Neshama Hu Tomer Cheshevis. And the thoughts of the neshama is always, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, it's revolving around one thing. The question that the neshama always has is, when it's serving Hashem, which is always, is am I doing this l'shem shemayim? Am I doing this to get reward? Am I doing this to give Hashem nachas? That's the only thing the neshama really is concerned about. Just the Rabban Hashem should get nachas from me, Am Yisrael. In other words, what the neshama is thinking about always is really one thing. Am I just receiving from Hashem? Am I doing this to get reward? Or am I mashpia to Hashem? Am I the one giving Hashem nachas? Is that my intention? To take or to give? That's the only thing that the neshama really is concerned about. That's what the Zohar is saying. Itisa, the woman, in other words, your neshama, mishayit disabaris, when it becomes pregnant, klaimer, tekev kishayvedis disabar baruchu, when it has something, when it's building something, when it's serving Hashem, when it's doing mitzvahs, azai enech hashavis, and the only thing it's thinking about is, eloi nekeva seleid, am I having a girl? In other words, sha'avdasi, am I receiving like a receive, like a nekeva? Sha'avdasi al manas l'kal pras, is my motivation to get from Hashem, to get reward, which is not so gishmak? Or is it a boy? Am I mashpia? Kleimer, shalai manas l'kal pras, is my intention not to get, but in order to give the Rabbanu Shalom Nachas, Yilai Tanag, Vinimsuhu Mashpia. So it's kedai sometimes to know what it is that our neshamas are thinking about. We're thinking about this, thinking about that. That's really all the neshamas thinking about is one thing. Am I just taking from the Rabbanu Shalom, or am I in the mindset of giving to Hashem? That's the only thing, Nekeva or Zachar. Hashem Shabbos, we should always have Banim Zacharim constantly in Avodas Hashem, and always give Hashem Nachas, and always have that intention in mind. And the Rabbanu Shalom will also respond in kind, Mida Kenegan Mida, to give us Shefa Bracha Vatzlach, Amamash Adbli Dai. Wir sind Gott sei Dank, wir haben ihn auch mehr. Lichtig Erf Shabbat.